Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from The Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great. And we hope you enjoy.
It's time to send the little ones to Dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Fright at the Museum. Our story begins high above Park Avenue, at the famed Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle have just received mail.
Oh, Frank, look, it's an invitation.
To leave the house? I decline.
But, Frank, it's an invitation to attend a Renoir exhibit.
Pierre-Auguste Renoir?
That's what it says.
Well, what? Why didn't you say so?
I did.
And what did I say?
You asked why I hadn't said.
And then what did you say?
I said I had said, for I had.
Did I mention how much I love Pierre-Auguste Renoir?
Not lately, but yes, often.
I love Pierre-Auguste Renoir.
Well, so do I, darling.
The way he celebrates beauty.
I prefer the way you do it.
Well, speaking of the way I do it, looks like you could use a refill.
Thank you, darling. Would you like to go and see the exhibit? I've just the invitation.
Oh, shall we?
We shall, after this drink and during the next one.
Ah, the museum. No place I'd rather be, I always say, than at home or at a bar. But if I must be elsewhere, it's the auction house. But then, coming in a close fourth is Europe. The open sea, a surprise fifth. The salt air is nature's olive.
Very few things are as divine as a martini at sea.
Only four things. But within a few places on the list after that is a well-curated exhibition at a museum. Preferably a museum of the art variety. You can't beat it, except by those several other ways and some I didn't mention.
But is this one a well-curated exhibit? I believe, to look at it, it lacks a certain je ne renoir.
Well, surely this cannot be the exhibit.
Unless the sign is mistaken, it is.
But where is the vibrant light? Where is the saturated color? For that matter, where is the paint? Unless I'm blind, drunk, or dead wrong, these canvases are, to a canvas, completely blank.
You're not drunk, and you're not wrong.
Is it possible that this is a collection not of Renoir's art, but rather merely canvases he owned?
I love your dress.
Why, thank you, darling. Are you a docent?
Me? Work at the museum? No. I wish. Kind of? Anyway, I'm an art lover, and I couldn't help but overhear that you had some questions about the art.
Could be. Could be just one question. Let's start with, where did it go?
You see, you don't recognize these canvases as traditional Renoirs because they aren't the traditional Renoirs you're expecting.
Rather than say expecting, let us say led to believe.
First by invitation, then by sign.
You expected the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. These are by the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Same name, same spelling, different person.
How foolish of us to assume that the artist Renoir was the artist Renoir.
You couldn't have known.
We wouldn't have come. But now that we're here, we may as well leave.
Sure, but first, a drink for the road.
Oh, of course. The bar at this museum serves up true works of art by the glass.
You'll find it over there. Lovely to meet you both. I'm sure we'll meet again very soon.
50-50, I'd say. We will or we won't.
This way, darling.
No, excuse us.
Excuse us. Good evening. You folks looking for the bar? If so, you found it.
It is the flame and I, a simple moth, flitting towards the inevitable. Sadie?
I'm not a moth. I'm a sailor. Tempted by the irresistible charms of three sinister sirens, gin, vodka, and whiskey.
Watch out for the rocks.
I prefer my neat.
Oh, but you were here first. After you.
You seem like you need this more than I do.
Knowing nothing about you and everything about us, I can guarantee that.
Then by all means, please, ladies first, and the gentlemen who accompany them.
Of the many perks of being married to you, love, ladies first and the gentlemen who accompany them is my current favorite.
Society's rules are society's rules.
If you say so.
Enjoy your drinks. You'll need them.
Yes, we always do, darling, both enjoy and need them.
Howdy, folks. I'm Dana, your bartender. You two look thirsty.
We look impeccable, thank you, but we are thirsty.
Use a drink or two?
For starters, yes, each.
Martinis all around?
Yes. Now, where's your tip jar that I may tip you handsomely?
As if you were capable of any other way.
No tips necessary tonight. Not tonight of all night.
Nonsense. We insist upon reward for a job well done.
Yes, and if you keep up this good work, we'll be well done before this night is through.
If the night is through.
Dana, darling, are you attempting to convey something outside the scope of the text of your sentences? Or is it by coincidence that your every statement has an ominous ring?
It's just a condition. I've been plagued with it since I was a child. See? Anyway, enjoy your night.
Well, that explains that. No further questions.
Shall we see if these drinks help the art go down?
Drinks? What can't they improve?
Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Excuse us. Excuse us.
The canvases are just as we left them. What do you think, darling? Any insights?
Well, I'm starting to see things. I believe that these canvases may very well not be art at all, but that may be the drink talking.
By whom you mean you.
You're not drunk and you're not wrong.
Well, I'll have you know that we are drunk, but we still may be right.
I love your dress.
Say, didn't we already have this conversation?
We did. We were standing right here in front of the same Renoir, which isn't a Renoir.
You expected the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. These are by the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Same name, same spelling, different person.
Yes, we know.
You couldn't have known.
Oh, you told us once already. Frank, something here wants a think about.
Shall we adjourn to our think tank to think and get tanked?
You'll find it over there. Lovely to meet you both. I'm sure we'll meet again very soon.
Same vocal affliction as the bartender. Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Use us.
Good evening. You folks looking for the bar? If so, you found it.
Not you too, you dear sweet thing.
You know, Sadie, come to think of it, I rather do feel like the moth I mentioned earlier.
Drawn?
More than playfully so, I'm afraid.
I feel it as well. Unplayfully drawn to the bar, more than usual.
Let's get there then. A drink will surely help.
That is what they do.
You seem like you need this more than I do.
I want to say ladies first and the gentlemen who accompany them.
Gentlemen who accompany them, yes. Enjoy your drinks. You'll need them.
Howdy, folks. I'm Dana, your bartender. You two look thirsty.
Dana, you have no idea.
Use a drink or two?
Oh, so you have some idea.
Martinis all around?
Yes, all around, but only if you let us tip you. It is the natural order.
No tips necessary tonight. Not tonight of all nights.
So you mentioned that earlier. What exactly is tonight of all nights?
If the night is through.
All right.
Dana. Is this some sort of immersive art experience? I do not care for those.
Well, nobody does. Is it one? Is your repetition part of it?
It is just a condition I have been plagued with since I was a child.
Sadie, look at her eyes. I think there's more going on here than meets them.
See? Enjoy your night.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm being pulled away from the bar.
Well, I'll not leave your side, love. I can't. Even more than usual. I am also being pulled. Excuse me. Excuse us. And we're back to the start. Unless I miss my guess, this looping is some sort of magic.
You're not drunk.
We haven't eaten any apples, so it's not witches.
And you're not wrong.
Is it a wish? Is it that kind of magic? Pat your head if it's a genie, a monkey's paw, or a...
Well.
Wishing well, etc.
I love your dress.
Is it the artist Renoir who is definitely not the artist Renoir?
You expected the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. These are by the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Same name, same spelling, different person.
As you mentioned.
We couldn't have known.
We couldn't have known.
Yet we've figured it out.
I suppose if we must be stuck in a loop, the best case scenario is one that sends us back to the bar, which I can feel happening.
You'll find it over there. Lovely to meet you both. I'm sure we'll meet again very soon.
Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us.
Good evening. You folks looking for the bar? If so, you've found it.
Drawn to it.
Yes, just a sailor and her moth.
Then by all means, please, ladies first, and the gentlemen who accompany them.
I feel like we were talking about something important before we got pulled over here.
I expect it will come back around.
Yeah, everything else is.
Society's rules are society's rules.
That's not a real expression.
Enjoy your drinks. You'll need them.
Howdy, folks.
Hi, Dana.
I'm Dana.
A bartender.
Your bartender.
Dana, do we look, for the sake of argument, thirsty?
You two look thirsty.
We'll have a drink or two.
Martinis all around, no tips necessary if the night is through.
Anyway, enjoy your night.
Oh, well. At least we have each other and these drinks.
Do you notice, as we return to the start of this loop, we return to the level of intoxication with which we arrived in the first place?
Let me try to notice it, as we've got no choice but to return to the start. Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. I'm not drunk, and I'm not wrong.
We expected the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir. These are by the artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir.
Same name, same spelling, different person. Sometimes the only way out is through the bar.
We'll find it over there. I'm sure we'll meet again very soon.
Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. Excuse us. Good evening, looking for and found the bar.
Lady, gentlemen, society's rules.
Drinks, we'll need them.
Dana?
Dana?
He's not moving.
Nobody is. Everybody's frozen but us.
And him.
Bravo, my petite cherise.
Someone new, how refreshing. Hello, Sadie Doyle, my husband, Frank.
I expect this is the artist Renoir, same spelling, different person.
Self-baptized, I presume.
That's right. I know what you must be asking. How did I do all of this?
That is not our question.
I use magic to do all of this, for I am a warlock.
Our question is, how did you get our mailing address?
Did you use music magic to do that?
Sadie, do we know a warlock?
Our accountant is a warlock.
Do you know our accountant?
Not all warlocks know each other.
His name is John Montague.
Well, I mean, yes, I know him. He's my dad. Oh,
your father has our address. He sends us Christmas cards every year.
As well as cards for the many warlock holidays.
Did you get our address from him?
Yes.
Does he know you did that?
No.
Tisk. Are all of these people your father's clients?
All of these people are my work of art.
Are they both your work of art and your father's clients?
Yes, they are collectively a piece about how one's nature is a trap. Witness an art blabbermouth doomed to blabber her mouth about art forever, forever, forever. Witness a self-imposed societal rule follower, a victim of her own rules forever.
And the bartender?
I mean, she's a bartender, so she does that. Forever. And you witness yourselves flitting through the world, ever without a care, ever toward the bar, forever.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds beautiful.
It's not supposed to.
A life well lived.
That's not what it means, my art.
Well, who are you to decide?
What? I'm the artist. It's my statement that I'm making.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. A work that makes a statement despite the artist and despite his intention. Now that's compelling.
That is art, darling.
Well, look, if you like the art, even though you're wrong about its meaning, I would love to give you a chance to become patrons. I should point out it would be unethical for you to return to being the artistic materials.
Well, let me get this straight. You're asking us to pay for the privilege of not being a part of your loop installation about how people do what they do.
Patrons, yes, of my art, or else be my art forever. Well,
surely there is a third choice.
Oh, there is. Free everyone from your misanthropic exhibit and reconsider the entirety of your decisions leading up to it.
No third choice. If you do not choose to be my patron, then you choose to be my art.
Oh, no. We're back at the start.
Unless I'm blind, drunk, or dead wrong, these canvases are to a canvas completely blank.
Frank, no. Fight it.
You're not drunk, and you're not wrong.
Is it possible that this is a collection not of Renoir's art, but rather merely canvases he owned?
Sadie, no, fight it!
I love your dress.
Come, darling, let's get out of here.
Absolutely, let's go.
This way, darling.
Excuse us.
This is not the exit at all. Oh, dear, do you feel that?
I feel it, love. If we complete the loop,
we'll belong to it forever.
Renoir must be pouring on the magic. It's humid with magic in here. Surely his will isn't stronger than ours.
No. But is his pretension?
Good evening. You folks looking for the bar? If so, you found it.
It is the flame and I a simple moth flitting towards the inevitable, Sadie.
It is inevitable, isn't it? Excuse us, miss. We must adjourn to the bar.
Enjoy your drinks. You'll need them.
That's it, isn't it?
We'll need them.
We do.
It is our very nature.
Howdy, folks. I'm Dana, your bartender. You two look thirsty.
Martinis all around, Dana.
Thank you, Dana. These look perfect.
To what we must do, sadistic.
To our very nature, Frankenstein.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
You're pouring out the martinis.
We're pouring out martinis in front of the bartender who made them.
And by the look of it, we're breaking the entire spell.
Wait, you... Ah! Yes! Ah! I'm free! I'm free!
You've done it! You freed us!
Thank you! Thank you both! I need a drink.
Coming right up. Oh, wait! Oh, I don't have to do that anymore. I'm free, right? But I am actually just still a bartender, so...
It's a bartender's code.
Of course. But now, I reserve the right to refuse service.
And accept tips.
Ah, here, yeah, for your trouble.
Oh, look at all this money. Oh my God, thanks, you guys.
Oh, bravo, my petite cheries. Your experience in my loop was art enough, but breaking it, that is a masterpiece. You acted against your very nature, your every instinct, and that, above all else, is the pinnacle of l'art.
No.
What finer denouement to my artisanship could there be? Accolades, accolades. Could a shout of murmur be far behind?
What a terrible waste of a martini.
Admit it, though. Now that the piece is over, you liked it. You all liked it.
I wanted to.
Honestly, this was just a job. But no, I didn't like it. I don't know about art, but I know what I don't like.
The reveal made it all so much worse. All Guild, no Lily.
Sorry, Renoir. An ignoble effort, the payoff to which has not paid off.
I worked so hard. I spent years developing my craft. I accrued mountains of debt at art school and for warlock school.
Well, have a drink? I made a bunch because, well, it's my nature, I guess. What else would I do if not this?
That's how I feel. Ever since I was a young boy, being an artist is all I ever thought I could be. You see, I grew up around art and magic.
Oh, Brooklyn.
You get it. I've wasted my life.
There, Pierre.
It's not a waste if you learn that art isn't for everyone, and just because you believe you're good enough doesn't mean you are.
This is not what I've been told.
It doesn't mean you're hopeless, darling. There are plenty of things an industrious, sorceress, and overeducated young man can do.
You're right. I can be useful to society.
There you are, darling.
I can make a difference.
Oh, good for you, sport.
I'll make this a better place. For my having been here, I will take improv classes.
Well, we tried.
Watch out, world! I'm going to yes harder and bigger than anyone's ever seen using magic. The magic of improv. And also, of course, the magic of magic.
Sure.
Of course.
Then my dad will be proud of me, right?
Of course.
Sure.
He didn't come tonight.
It's tax season.
It isn't.
It's tax season somewhere.
It's not.
Is it a warlock holiday?
No, yes. Yes, it is. Oh, I am so stupid. I gotta go. I was supposed to bring the loaf of the beholder. Bye.
Well, Sadie love, I must say it feels wonderful to be out of that loop.
I couldn't agree more. I say we return home.
I say we stay there drinking in each other and all the drinks we can drink and ignore to the best of our ability that which calls us away from that existence.
And should we once again find ourselves in the thick of things, we always find our way back home again.
And no more loops.
Not one.
None.
It seems the Doyles have once again artfully dodged crafty disaster. Time and time again, Frank and Sadie prove that they won't be painted into a corner. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in the spooky tale titled My Scare Lady.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.